Fine. Going forward, we're on the bottom of Yudgat Gimel Amud Beis. Aleph, sorry. Now, the last five words. My chashmal. What is chashmal? So Amar Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, it says chayois, so these chayois which are angels, eish mamalois, they speaking fire. Fire is emitted from the mouth of the speaking. So this is actually nochikon, the ches of chayos, and the shin of eish, and the mem lamed of mamalois means it's chashmal. But mesnisa tana, in a braisa we taught, itim chashois and itim mamalois. Sometimes itim and sometimes they're quiet, chashos is quiet, itim mamalois, that they speak. So and that's also enough trikon, it says that chashos is the ches shin, and the mamalois is the mem lamed. So v'shas she'adibo yoytzim mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem is speaking, chashos, the quiet. When Hashem's not speaking, then mamalos, then they're speaking, praising me, Hashem. Okay. Now, b'chayos, this is in the drashas of Yechetz, but it's not possible, you're Dalit, well, okay, it's not possible, 27 and 28. So chayos, rotsu v'shoyu. They were running and coming back. Ka'or, hayoytze, like the light becomes, the fire that comes out of the peak of Shem, from a furnace. So my kama, Kumara Baza. What does it mean, Kumara Baza? What is Kumara Baza? Okay, so I'm a Rabbi Yoisi Bachanin. I'm going to go back. Yeah. Ka'oha Yoitzim Vin Harosim. Okay, so Mara means the image, it looks like Lashon Ria. Ah, there we go. Fine, yeah. Let's go back to four lines down. Vachayois Rotsu Vishub Kumara Baza. That's what you're saying. You weren't asking me. You're saying these words. Right? Ma rots of a show. What does rots of a show mean? Amar Rabbi Yehuda. He says rots, the running and coming back is to or hayoytzim mipia kivshan. It's like the fire that comes out of the kivshan. Rashi says basically they're sticking their heads out from one rakia to the other and peeking, and then getting scared and putting it back down. So it's going like up and down, like flickering. Okay. So my kimara bazak. What's the mara bazak? So that is Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. This is Ka'or, it's like the fire, Hayotzim Ben Haros, that comes out between the shattered pieces of clay or pottery, which is basically in that the color, that's colorful fire coming out from between the cracks. Okay? The Eira, and I, another Pasuk, this is Pasuk Dalad now, the Eira, I saw, let's talk about Yechezkel, the Hine Ruach Sa'ara, there's a wind, Bar Minitzachon, it's coming from the north. On and God, a great cloud. The Eish Mislakachas, and there's fire within it. The Noigo Loisaviv, and it's got light around it. The Mesoicha, and from within it, the Ein Hashmal is like the Sashmal. Mitoch Eish from the fire. Okay, so if you look to the right, so Lahichon Ozel, that's the Gersh of Agamara. Rashi is a different Gersh. If you look right to the left over here, Rashi says, My Voyi Hossam. Is what is it doing over there? Basically, what is the basically Makava doing over there in Bavel? Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rab, Shaholach Lukvoishes Kol Olam Kuloi, went to basically conquer the whole world, Takos underneath the jurisdiction of Nebuchadnezzar, Russia. Okay, B'chol Kach Lama, why did Hashem want Nebuchadnezzar to be a world leader? Shaloi Yomers, people should say, Umas Olam, the nation of the world, Biyad Umar Shefela, from a lowly nation, Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem handed over as one of his people. So, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said Hashem, Mi Goramli, who caused me, She'eya Shamash La'odik Psilim, who caused me that I should be basically help a Shamash for the people who worship idolatry? So, it answers, Avinu Yisem, it's the sins Shal Yisrael caused it, Hein Goramli, because basically, it was Megalgel that Hashem had to basically make him a world leader. So Hashem, in a certain sense, was had to help him, help out his people. Okay, but right, another next passage, this is passage Tesvav. The Eira Chayos, I saw the Chayos. The Hine Oifen Echad was an Oifen, is another kind of angel. But Aretz, it was on the ground. So it's either on the ground, it means on the bottom of the seventh Rukia, or it means on the ground, literally. Eitz Lachayos, and it was standing by the Chayos. So Amar Rabbi Loza says, Malach Echad, right, it's interesting, it's Rabbi Loza over here. We didn't want to learn Ma'aseh Merkava, maybe because it was early in the Pesukim. Oy made ba'aretz, the Malach Echad is standing on the ground, the Rosh HaMegiah Eitz L'Chayos, and it basically, its head gets to the Chayos, a very big Malach. But Ma'aseh Tana, in a Brisa it says, it's called Sandalfon Shemot, I think it's sort of related to sandal, maybe because it stands on the ground or something. Fon was some kind of like Greek thing. Yeah, shmoi. Hagavoya mechaveiroi, or something, Goris chaveirov, his colleagues, is a tall angel. Yeah, Mahalach Hamish Ma'ois Shon is 500 years taller than everybody else. But Oymid Acharei Merkava stands behind the Merkava. Because Ksorin, he ties crowns, Lekoinoi, for his maker from the Marshals, from the Tefillah of the Tzadikim. That's the end of the Brisa. The Gemara asks, Enid, is that true? Back to Steve, it says, Baruch Kvoid Hashem Mekoimo. Blessed is the honor, glory of Hashem from his place. But it says from his place, it's only his place because, right, Michalal, the Mekoimo Lake of the Yodi Lane. No one else knows where it is. The only his secret place. So how can this angel give Hashem crowns? So, answer the Gemara, the Omer Shem, he says a shame, which the Bach says is a Shavua. Ah, Aleph is a prefix, Taga means crown. You have Ozil, it goes, Vyosi, then it sits, the Bach says the Duchte on his, in its place, or Gemara says Beresha on its head. Okay. Amma Rabba. Kol Shiroi Yechazkel is the disclaimer over here. Everything that Yechazkel saw, Roy Yeshai. Yeshai also saw, even though the Pesukim with regards to the Maasim Makava by Yeshai are very short in Perek Vov. Yeah, that's where it says Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh over there. It's quite a short thing. So, but Yeshai was revealed to him just as much. Lamar Yechazkel Doima, what is Yechazkel Doima? He's Leben Kfar, he's like a villager. Shirai Samalek, he's other Malek, he's like, ooh, wow. Lama Yeshai Doima, he's like a Ben Krach, somebody who's brought up in the city by the king. Shirai Samalek, he's a man, so it doesn't amaze him, meaning he's used to it, and so he doesn't like speak about it so much, even though he saw everything. Amarish Lakish, Maidich Siv, it says, Ashir Lashem, Ki Go'i Go'o. So, right, this is talking about, Shalom. So what does it mean, basically, the focus on the Go'i Go'o? What's this? Shira Lami, Shemiskai Alagayim. This is, we're praising to somebody who, to Hashem, who's basically haughty over the haughty. We're not in a negative sense, but we'll see. The Amamar, Melech Shemachayos Ori. The Melech of the Chayos is Ori. And the Melech of the Behemos and the domesticated animals is the Shor. And the Melech of the Oifos, and the Melech of the Oifos is a Nesher, an eagle or a vulture. But Adam is Gai Aleim, and Adam is above all of them. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu Miskei Olam Kulon, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu is Miskei on all of them. So, and the Alkal Olam Kulon, and all over the whole world. Okay, we're going to have a stira in Pesukim with regard to the image of angels. Kosvich Aroimeh, Demus Peneihem, the image of their face. So like this, Pnei Adam. There was a face of a man. So the face of the man was looking forward. The Chayas had four faces, so the face of the Amazon forward, and now this is how you read it, a Pnei Aryeh El Hayomin. And the Pnei of the lion's face was to the right of the man's face. Yeah, La Arbasom to all four Chayas, because there are actually four Chayas. Now, and Pnei Shua, the face of the Shua, Mismol, was to the left of the face of the Adam, La Arbasom, to all four Chayas. And he doesn't mention over here, I suppose the Nesha was at the back. It was behind the goat. So, Ksiv, and it says in another pasuk, it's also in Yechezkel, the arm upon him, le'echad, there was four faces to each one. So, p'nei echad, p'nei kruv. The first one, well, one of them was a p'nei kruv, and p'nei sheni was a p'nei adam, this is the face of an adam, and the shlishi p'nei aryeh, the revi p'nei nesha, and the fourth one was a nesha. So, ask the Gemara, the ilu p'shur lo kachoshiv, what happened to the shur, to the ox? So, Amish Logish, the Rish Logish, Yechazkel bikesh alav rachamim, he davened, b'hofboi, and he changed it to a kruv. It went from a shor to a kruv. This is what is tefillah. Amalek, and I've said before, right, b'bonish olam, ketegor, an accuser, ya'aseh senegor, is going to make to be made into a defendant, because one of the jobs of the angels, it seems, of the kisek avod, is to bikesh rachamim, and the shor is on the left, which means a din, and it's also reminds of the Meister Eagle, so that's not good. So my Krov, what is a Krov? So Amaravi Bahu, Kut Rabia, it's the Chof is a prefix, it's like Karabia, means like it's like a child. Shekem Babobol, currently Yunuka, they call the Yunuka a Rabia. So Amalei Papra, Labai, says to Abai, Elamata, but now you're saying that, it says Pnei Achod, Pnei Krov, the one is a Krov, and Pnei Sheni, Pnei Adam, okay, Vishlishi, Pnei Aryeh,
of Ria Panay Nesha, but going back to the first two, Haina Panay Karov, the face of a child, Haina Panay Odom seems to be it's a human face. I mean, so I answers, right, Api Rabbin is a large face, which is Marshos is Avraham, and Api Zutre is the smaller face, which is Yitzchok, and Yaakov is Takos HaKisei. Cost of Echad Oymah, one posit says, Sheish Kedafayim, they actually had six wings, and now we're going to see that they only have four. Sheish Kedafayim Lechad, there's six wings to each one. The Ksiv Echad Oymah, another one says, so the first posit was talking in Yeshaya, and the second posit is talking about Yechezkel now. But Arba Ponim Lechas, and there's four faces to each of them, but Arba Kedafayim Lechas, and there's four wings to each leg. So, or did they have four wings? Or did they have six wings? So, Loi Kasha, Kan Bisman, this is Shabesa Mikdash Kayem, that was around Yeshaya's time, which was before the Basin, it was destroyed quite a while before. And Kan Bisman, Shabesa Mikdash Kayem, already at the time of Yechezkel, when it was in Babel over there, that was just about when the Basin Mikdash was about to be destroyed. And it was already, they were already Golos, at least partially. Kayem, Kabiyachol, Shinismat, is the Nismatu Kan Fechayas. The wings have shrunk. So hi Minayu Imut. So which ones then? Which got it? Which two got chopped? So Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav Oysen Shoymer Shir. It's the ones they sing with, fluttering with. Ben Dichsev will prove it. Pacha. It says B'shtayim Yoyfeith, and two of those wings they will fly. Yes, yeah, so we said the word Yoyfeith flying. So that's over there in Yeshaya, which is talking about when it says Kadosh, right, for Omar, and we say Kadosh, 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 that's the singing over there, the praise of Hashem. Uksiv, and it says, the apostle says, he's if Einecho, will flutter your eyes, basically, you're blinking or whatever, both the Einenu, and it will not be, basically, so there's, basically, we see Einenu and his if, yeah, which are using conjunction, basically, so the things that disappear are the Yoyfeith, the ones that say Shira. That's one answer. Rabbanan Amri, Oysen Shemachasus Ben Ragleim. It wasn't the ones that they sing with, it was the ones that cover the feet. Yeshinem of a Ragleim, regular Yishara. Because basically it says they saw the regular, it was a regular Yishara. So the Elav, the Imit, if they didn't get removed, me have a Yoda, how could he see the legs, Yechezkel? So, that's the Gemara. Dilma the Igloi, for Hosele, perhaps they kind of like moved and they saw them. To Elo, say, how can you not say this? The Jumus Pneyem, Pnei Odom. So the image of the face was like an Odom. Hakinami, the Imut, you say they disappeared, but we know only two disappeared. So Elo, the Igli. So now they got revealed. So Achazale. So Hakinami, the Igli, they got revealed on Chazale. That's not proof. Perhaps they just happened to see them. No, Achias, no comparison. Bishwan, we understand Ape's face, the Chayos, Orach, Ligli, Vikame, Rabbe. It's the way of the world that would show his master. That's okay. But Kore, you know, right? Love Orach Ora. Kami Rabbi, but his legs, you know, they're not going to show them to Hashem. Okay. Cause of Echad Oymah. One, Pasuk says, Elif Alofin, this is it's about thousands and thousands of Yishim Shemunei, will serve him. Rabbi
Rabbi. They have one leg or two legs.
It says, the Raglehen Ragle Yishora. The Raglehen Ragle, yeah, I don't know. Because we say he's supposed to be using each other. Yes, yeah, I don't know. So Elif, Alafin, oh, right, this is talking about angels also. Elif, Alafin, Yishum Shemei, right, thousands and thousands will serve him. The river of Avon, myriads and myriads, Kadamog before him, Yukumun will stand before him. Basically, you can count them though. The Ksiv Echad, Kosov Echad says, a huge misfall of the Dudov is that, can you count his troops, meaning his troops of angels? So is it, so, Lokasha, so what is it, like, not countable, is it countable? So Kanbas Man, similar thing. When there's a base of Mikdash Kayim, then you can't count them. And Kan was Mancha in the base of Mikdash Kayim, that was possibly Daniel, countable. You can count them. Kaviyachol, Shinusma'ata, Kamal Yoshamal. There's basically, the heavenly court has been reduced somewhat. Tanya, Rebbe Oymer, Mishum Abu Yosi, Ben Doisar, this is going to be a kasha. We're going to say basically, they didn't get, no one was made redundant. So rather, it's Elif Alaf Yishem Shemuneh, that thousands of thousands will serve him. It's talking about Misba Gun Echad, it's talking about one troop. But the Gedudah, to his troops, to the actual units, ain't Misba, there's no Misba. Third answer, Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abarama, Elif Alaf Yishem Shemuneh, thousands of thousands will serve him. The Nardino, that's the ones that's stated by Nardino. Shinema Nardino, the river, Dinor of fire, Nogid, which gets drawn out of an offic and it goes out, Min Kadamoy before him. Elif Alofin, a thousand thousand Yisham Shimoni will serve him, the Rabbi Ravon and Mirid Kadamoy before him, Yikumon will stand. Okay, Mehechon offic, where does this river emit from? So Mezeason Shel Chayos, it comes from the sweat of the Chayos. Lehechon Shofik, where does it go? It's this fire river. Samarav Zutra, Bartovia, Amarab, Al Roish, Rishoyim, again, it goes in the heads of the Rishoyim, Gehenom, Chinema, Hine, behold, Saros, Hashem, the storm of Hashem, Chema, this fury, Yotza went, Vasar, Mischoleil, and this stormy thing, Mischoleil, is falling upon, Al Roish, Rishoyim, Yochol, it will fall. Okay? So Rab Acha by Yaakov, he says it's not that dafka the those ones specifically. Homa al Asher Kumtu is on the Asher Kumtu people. Shinema Asher Kumtu Beloy. Right, basically these are the people were destined to be created and they were overlooked and they weren't created at the end because basically Rashi is going to explain. Let's see. The Gemara is going to explain. Beloy. Okay, Asher Kumtu. Those were Asher Kumtu Beloy Ace. And they didn't have the ace to be actually created. The Nahar, the river, is Yutzak. It's going to be poured upon Yosoidom on their foundation, upon them. So Tanya, Amr Shimon Echosid, who are these people, these Asher come to? These are the Teshem Ois for Shimon Arba Doros, the 974 Doros, Shekumtu Libaros, which were Nigzar to be created and were not created because Hashem wanted to give the Torah after a thousand generations, but he saw the world couldn't handle it, so he gave it after 26. Kodim Shinivra Oilam, Veloib Nivru. So Amad Chodesh Baruch Hu, and these were bad people, Vashostan, and he planted them, Bechol Dor Vador, in the same generation. Behein Hein, as upon him, those are the brazen ones, Shivador.